Ad Israel, Amrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today, The Minstrel of His People, written by David Davidson, is the story of Eliakim Zunza, a singer, poet, composer who cheered his people always with a hope of things to come. He was able to say, addressing the stars,
I tell you, countless stars, you shining worlds above, so pure, undimmed by hate, I tell you that this darker star, the earth, will yet shine too. All evil quenched, all strife, with the light of a mighty spirit whose name is man.
His own light shone first in a village in Lithuania where he was born in 1836. By 11, he was singing already for all who sorrowed, like David for the grieving Saul. Eliakim Zunza came to know sorrow well.
Miriam, if you will wrap some bread for my breakfast tomorrow, I must go now.
Oh, Benjamin, on such a night, it's snowing so hard.
Papa?
Yes, Eliakim.
Why are you home for such a little time every night?
Oh, I work so far away these days at the new hospital. I must be ready early each morning with my saw and hammer.
You make such beautiful things, Papa. Why do they pay you so badly? An artist like you.
Well, my son, art is supposed to offer its own reward. Maybe that is why. Good night now, Eliakim. Until tomorrow.
But for Eliakim's father, there was no tomorrow. He never reached his workbench again. In the snowdrift, the next day... After his father's death, life for his family was sterner than ever. But because learning was as dear to Eliakim's mother as artistry had been to his father, he was sent to study at the yeshiva in Vilna.
Now, children, turning to chapter 3 of Numbers. These are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. Eliakim Zunza.
Yes, Rabbi.
You're not listening, Eliakim.
I'm listening.
And these are the names of the sons of Aaron. Nadab, the firstborn.
Hello.
And out...
The winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth.
Continue, Eliakim.
The time of singing has come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines in blossom give forth their fragrance.
Eliakim, do you know where that's from?
The Song of Songs.
Well, today's lesson is numbers.
Excuse me, Rebbe. I was dreaming.
Eliakim, if you must dream here in the classroom.
Yes, Rebbe?
I cannot think of a more beautiful dream.
Before many years had passed, Eliakim was composing songs of his own under the critical gaze of a friend.
It came in such a funny way, Joseph. This man was standing in the street talking about his wonderful good luck.
Yes?
Laughing and smiling. But all the while, his eye was wet. So the thought struck me. Anyhow, I call this the Song of the Eye.
All right, sit down here at the piano and let's hear it.
Well, of course, Joseph, it isn't exactly in your style.
Play.
Tell me, poor eye, why are you always wet, even when you laugh? Is it because you're cursed with envy, wanting everything you see? Listen, greedy eye. Know that in this life, nothing lasts, and dust will cover your brilliance. Stop always wanting. Wait calmly for the hereafter, where you will sparkle forever with joy undimmed by tears. Joseph, you don't like my song.
Well, I think you have a lot of talent, Eliakim. But why do you waste it?
Waste it?
Let me show you how this melody should be played. As a waltz. There. A tune for the aristocrats to waltz by. The people who can pay. Instead of... Way is so primitive. It's good enough only for a badchen, a wedding minstrel, singing for ignoramuses.
Badchen. You know what the word means, Joseph? One who cheers people up, makes them smile.
Well, all I say is...
Well, Joseph, it may strike you as strange, but a badchen is exactly what I want to be.
Meanwhile, there was the need to take some of the burdens from his mother.
What, Eliakim, you're leaving the yeshiva, giving up your studies? A boy with your mind?
I must go to work, Rebbe.
Going to teach. Find a few pupils of your own.
That would not bring in enough. No, Rebbe. An embroiderer in Vilna has offered to show me how to make gold braid for the uniforms of officers.
You mean to work with your hands? Eliakim, after all the nights and days I've spent teaching you...
You taught me one very important thing, Rebbe. A certain short and simple saying from the Talmud.
What is that, Eliakim?
Love labor.
Love labor. Yes, Eliakim, you know your Talmud well.
But the work was sporadic, and it carried him away from home for long periods, wandering in search of his bread. Once, before the holy days, he found himself in the town of Bobruisk, alone and desolate.
Eliakim, I would like nothing better than to keep you on, but ever since the garrison moved away, I hardly have work enough for myself.
Well, then I must be on the road again.
I'm sorry, Eliakim. One moment.
Yes?
I've heard you so often singing at your work. You have a very pleasing voice.
Thank you, but I...
There's a great cantor coming here from Minsk for the holy days, and he's trying to put together a choir. Why don't you go and...
Thank you. That's a fine idea.
But while the choir practiced the sacred service, another music was going through Eliakim's head. He kept thinking of a certain Jewish prayer called Tachnun. A prayer reserved for weekdays, omitted always on days of festivity.
How many souls are there in the world who never know anything but weekdays? The holidays come, but only for others. The house is painted, the silver is polished, inside all is laughter. But the weekday people, They never cross the threshold. Forever they stand outside.
Within a few days, the entire community knew of Eliakim's song.
Listen, Eliakim, next week we're having a wedding in our home. Come and sing your new song for us in honor of the bride and groom, eh?
Oh, you want me for a barchen?
We'll fill you up with good things to eat. We'll all have a merry time. Come on, Eliakim, eh?
But soon he was on the road again searching for work. A farmer took him as teacher to his children, promising to pay him at the end of 6 months. But at the end of the 6 months, as Eliakim lay in sleep...
Get up! You, get up, you!
Get up. Who are you? What happened?
You're coming along to the town jail.
Jail? What have I done?
Wandering around the country here, stealing into this farmer's barn. You're a vagabond, that's what.
Is that what he told you? Don't you see? It was only to get out of paying me. Oh!
Never mind that. You're under arrest.
So many of you here. Are you all accused of being vagabonds?
Don't you know why, young fellow? They need slaves in the Siberian mines, conscripts for the army, laborers on the canal.
All right. Follow me, all of you. Line up, I said, and follow me.
I am not going.
What's that?
If you want me, you'll have to carry me out by force.
If we're being taken to our deaths, at least we should...
Death? You're free, you idiots.
Free?
No more deportations. Some soft-hearted fool went and changed the law.
Change the law?
Get out of here, all of you.
Yes, suddenly the regime had relaxed its severity. For only a while, again with the same suddenness it would change back later. And Eliakim, thinking on this one day, reflected on how much man is dependent on the whims of other men.
Tell me, you little gold watch. Hearken to my simple question. Why does your heart always flutter?
Yes, go on, Eliakim. Let's hear it.
And the watch answers, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Why? Because my reputation, my whole life depends on others. Whether they wind me right, handle me with care. I lose a minute and they frown. I stop and I'm thrown away.
Very nice, Eliakim.
Thank you, Joseph.
But again, I ask, why must you write always in Yiddish jargon?
Because Yiddish is the language of the people, Joseph.
But,
and the only way to reach them is in their own tongue.
Oh, yes, yes. Always the barchan, the wedding minstrel. When you could do better things.
Oh, that reminds me. I must be at a wedding in just 10 minutes from now.
You're serious?
Absolutely. It's how I make my living now.
What, to sit there watching all those yokels stuffing themselves with food?
No, Joseph. To sit there, to see all those faces, so sad, so troubled, and then to begin a song, to see them lean forward, forget themselves, and begin to smile. Oh, you write your kind of songs, Joseph, and let me write mine.
Eliakim.
Yes, Rachel.
When you began to sing tonight, I felt as if all of the old narrow streets of our city were opening up and letting in the sun.
Rachel, you like my songs.
I hear them in my ears all the time.
Then I would like to sing for you very soon again, Rachel.
Would you?
At another wedding.
I will have the pleasure of being invited, Eliakim.
At our wedding, Rachel.
Zunzer's marriage, which like all the others began in song, was soon to be pursued unmercifully by grief.
Eliakim, there's something I must tell you.
Yes, David, what is it?
Your little son.
Yes? Tell me what happened.
An hour ago, in the woods, he wandered away from his nursemaid.
Lost?
And into the path of some animal, it seems. What? By the time we found him, he...
My son. My son.
It was only the beginning. In a few years more, a cholera plague took away his remaining children, and grief itself took Rachel, his wife.
You hear that, Joseph?
The postman's bell as he goes through the town. Shall I see what he has for you?
No, no. I am no longer in a hurry for what he will bring. The mailman who is the new year.
Yes. The eternal mailman.
Always with a batch of the same. Very mixed. For some, good fortune, happiness. For others...
Listen, Eliakim.
Yes?
I'm leaving tomorrow for St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg?
Yes, to conduct my own orchestra. To play my own waltzes at the court of Tsar. Come with me.
I?
You need a change. It's time to put this place behind you, your whole past life. Come with me.
What will I do at the court?
Why, just what I do. Compose waltzes, polkas. Make a new life for yourself. They pay well, the aristocrats.
You're a good friend, Joseph, but the waltzes are not for me. Huh? There he comes again, bringing funerals. And weddings, too. And so long as there are weddings, and the barchan is still needed, don't worry, Joseph. I will find the way again.
He made himself sing again. But soon there were other clouds lowering over the whole land. New decrees, new hatreds brought pillage and death to Zunzer's brother Jews. On the eve of the coronation of the new Tsar, Zunzer found himself at a meeting of the Jewish Community Council of Vilna.
As your chairman, I will now read the message of congratulation which we have been ordered by the government to send to the Tsar. In token, your gracious majesty, of the many favors conferred upon us since you succeeded to the throne, we, the Jewish community of Vilna...
Blasphemy!
Who's interrupting?
I say that this message, which has been forced from us, is a blasphemy against the truth.
Well, Sunza, this is not very wise of you.
I, for one, will not sign any such message.
Sunza, for the sake of peace...
Peace? What peace have we found under this regime? I can only think of a little song which began to run through my head all the while I was sitting here. With your permission. If I wear rags, they call me repulsive. Linen, they call me showy. I must weigh every deed, watch every step. But animals, they pet tenderly and punish whoever beats a horse.
You're finished?
You will hear the rest. At my next concert.
So this is dangerous. Eliakim, just a moment.
Chaim, the crowd is waiting. I can't stop to talk now.
No, Eliakim. Or even to sing.
Well, what do you mean?
We have word that there are police all over the theater. They're ready to make trouble. For you and the audience both.
I see. So they understand my new song. It is time for the wanderer to wander again.
Soon after, he sailed for America, taking with him his new wife, new family, to start all over again. In his ears, as he went, rang a message from those for whom he had sung so long. While we dream of our salvation, you are the violin of our song. In the new world, he found that his name had gone before him.
He was called from everywhere to sing the familiar beloved songs and new ones that burst from him of the life he saw about him in America. They were picked up by his listeners, sung in the sweatshops over a glass of tea on a winter evening, on tenement roofs in the heat of the summer nights. Looking about him at the rich, good earth that he saw on his travels, the green wealth of the cornfields, the gold of the wheatlands, he wrote an ode to the plow.
This happy sword, this blessed steel, that brings life, not death, ever and ever with the seasons.
It was a song that helped encourage the return of Jews to the soil. It became the hymn of Jewish farmers everywhere. But as the troubadour grew old, he found that he no longer had the strength to wander. Retire, said his friends.
What? Sit myself down in a corner and spend the rest of my years dozing?
He found another way, remembering again the old Talmudic injunction to love labor. And so in his 60s, Zunzer opened up a printing shop in the heart of his beloved East Side. No ordinary printing shop. It soon became a mecca for all who cared about song or any of the arts. There, amidst the clatter of the printing press and the sweet babble of his friends, Eliakim Zunzer one day received an unexpected visit.
Eliakim. So I finally found you.
Joseph, after all these years.
You look well, Eliakim. Completely white now, but still shining, as an old minstrel should.
And you, Joseph.
Oh, don't bother being polite, Eliakim. A little worn, I know it. A dusty old traveler, in more ways than one.
When did you arrive here in the new world, Joseph?
Only this morning. I said to myself, the first thing you must find Zunzer. I thought I'd have trouble. Instead,
Yes. Wherever
I asked, oh, yes, Eliakim Zunzer, the Barchan. Who doesn't know him? They know you so well, Eliakim. They love you.
Come, Joseph, tell me about you.
About me? Well, I wrote my 1,000 waltzes. They were played, every one of them. And forgotten, every one of them. Little entertainments, nothing more.
Joseph.
Oh, I made my choice, Eliakim. And you made yours. Well, you were right to go your own way, to speak to the people. In the end, you gave them more than a few words and a few tunes to go with them. You taught the people to look up to the stars, Eliakim. You gave hope.
This darker star, the Earth, will yet shine too, with the light of infinite candles, whose name is man.
Read and still, be man will, get God met in a land, military boss man, immer them shred in a hand, land meet land, son im Funder wie, land meet land, ewig Streit und Krieg, herab, herab, soll sein Frieden still, wie man will, o Mensch, glücklich könnte still sein.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Israel Knox, distinguished author and lecturer in philosophy at New York University. Dr. Knox.
Eliakim Tsun, sir, was truly the minstrel of his people. He came from the people and he sang for them. He wrote in the language of the people, Yiddish. In its folk idiom, in its simple and touching speech, he found the tears of things, the tears and the laughter of their daily experiences. Few would make the claim for Tsunzer that he was a poet of singular merit and of striking originality. Tsunzer was a botchan. That is, he improvised ballads, set them to music, and chanted them at weddings. These songs, however, were not of romance or love or the beauty of nature, commentaries in rhyme upon the issues of the day, or a cry of protest from the depths of his being against injustice and oppression which he knew at first hand, or a nugget of wisdom gathered from the lore of tradition. And who were the people? Of whom and for whom did he sing? They were the millions of Jews confined to the Pale of Settlement in the Russia of the Tsars. Their status, civil and political, was that of stepchildren at best and always under a cloud. And yet in retrospect, as one now looks back from the total blackness of today's wicked tyrannies, it is clear that this much they had. They could at least preserve their integrity and cherish their heritage and could continue to create contemporary values. It has fallen to us to witness a long, dark night. 6 million, of whom and for whom Tsunzer sang, are no longer with us, and other millions are cut off from us, and we cannot tell what awaits them. Like hundreds of thousands of other Jews, Tsunzer finally came to America, to a free land and a blessed land, and here he died. There are now many Jewish graves in America, as there are on the beaches of France and Italy and in the waters of the Pacific, but not only graves. America's Jews are in this land and of this land. And there is a future, as there is a present for America's Jews as a religious and cultural community. As that community takes shape, our Tsunzers of tomorrow, whose voice is the voice of the people, as well as those poets and thinkers, whose voice is unmistakably their own, though ours too, will appear, as some already have among us, and that too will be of Israel's heritage and light, of Israel's eternal light throughout the ages.
Thank you, Dr. Knox. Our eternal light drama today, The Minstrel of His People, was written by David Davidson. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction and music, and the Zunzer song, To the Stars. Music was arranged and conducted by Morris Mamorski. Featured in the cast were Bernard Lenro as the narrator, and Leon Janney played Zunzer the man. The production was under the direction of Edward King. Others featured in our cast were Adelaide Klein, Sylvia Davis, Roger DeCoven, Bill Griffiths, Guy Repp, Dan Ocko, Joseph Boland, David Pfeffer, and James Stevens. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.